The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 29th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567 is the hotline as we give away things like Colt 45 tickets today and maybe a taste of Reading. Yeah.
I got to go look at my stash.
You do. You have some in
there. I'm going to look at my stash, and when we take the break, I'll pull out some tickets. I think we may even have a Glowing Wild. There may be just a few left, and may I just add,
After okay, we go through the weather,
right,
and we talk to Ben, and we can talk about Glowing Wild. I have not mentioned it, really. I put it on Facebook. But hey, Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. So I talked to Ben already this week about he's working at two great places. He's working at Odell's.
Oh, you did.
He's
good for
working
you
over there.
Oh, yeah. You fit in very well
he's
with that.
There.
Yes.
And then he's coming over tomorrow, and he's going to power wash.
Anything we can do to help our lad along?
I'm just doing job to job, making money, trying to get a car.
He does a good job. He and his Panos went out and sold programs at the rodeo.
Right.
And not only did they just they sold,
you guys were great.
They sold a buttload.
Yeah, they were right at the entrance. Those three cute guys.
The programs.
As soon as you walked through the gates, they were just like, "Would you like everything you need to know is right here?" What, I don't know if you said that. I'm not sure if you said that. It was like
there was a lot of things we did.
Yeah.
A lot of things they said, but every one of them sold a program. So, and they made money that day, and everybody was happy. Is that correct?
Yep, I don't think we offended anyone at all.
No, I'm talking when you got your checks, you were happy.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about the weather here, because I was kind of curious. I haven't been here in a couple of days, and I was, you know, wondering about the forecast myself. So as we look at the National Weather Service for the Reading area, sunny with a high near 87 today. You know, we could have gusts if you might – our umbrella – you know, just put it up over the weekend, flew over. So gusts today up to 23 miles per hour, mostly clear with overnight skies tonight with 62 and gusts again. So we're kind of going through that as well as tomorrow with 95 and gusts of wind that could be up to 28 miles per hour. So we're just going to have those windy days in the next few days.
Okay.
Clear skies on Thursday night, overnight lows of 66. And it looks like it might die down, the wind.
Yeah, and the thing about it is with the wind blowing, it dries things out. And already with the 90 temperatures and the wind drying out stuff, it means your fire danger's going up, too.
Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. And it looks like that now the north wind is around 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Friday night, overnight lows of 64. What we love about this weather, though, is that we do have drops in the nighttime. Saturday will be 92. With our overnight lows of around 61, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 93. Again, partly cloudy on Sunday night with our overnight lows of 65. Next week is 91, and we go up to 98 on Tuesday. So we do have some hot weather ahead of us, but just be aware that these next 2 days, thanks for opening that up. We had a little bit of a cover on the mic there. The next 2 days we do have these gusty winds. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson, 365-3793, where they always look to give discounts to seniors, to veterans, and going to those hard-to-reach places. Remember, we are, get your filters, look at all the things that you need to do, Shasta Gas Propane. You just recently had lunch with Chuck Kinney, owner and founder of Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, and they are opening up, it looks like, another facet to their business, too, besides the great besides the great service they give to the propane customers. And he's looking at something else that has to do with propane. And it's something he and I talked about 3 years ago. But we thought that, you know, but the state of California was, of course, messing around with private enterprise. And, but bless their hearts, they couldn't get it together, state of California. So it looks like the state of California started messing with another part of another business, which made his more viable. I mean, it's so funny. I mean, it really, really is. If it wasn't happening, you would say, no, they wouldn't do things like this to the state of California. But they do. So anyway, the Kinney family and Anderson.
Well, you know, on this day in history, that's right. On this day in history, thinking about what it is, the reason I'm kind of segueing that is because when I think about like great feats, opening a business, we know, we've been there, what it is to go through all the California codes, go through federal government, you know, because we do have an FCC, two now FCC licenses. And, you know, you've got to go through the red tape. And so when I think about great feats on this day in history, which is May 29th in 1953, following numerous failed attempts by others, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers to surmount Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world, at 29,032 feet.
And I just, you know, Mount Everest, that, you know, that's kind of like that's kind of like Nirvana of climbers. And what they've discovered is, you know, when they had, I don't know, several years ago, they had that disaster on the mountain and something like 8 people died and all this, was what they have done is because they've put climbing, made it easier, believe it or not, to climb it because of putting in like ropes and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. More and more people were wanting to climb Everest. Well, they weren't in condition for it. They didn't really, they weren't ready for this kind of thing. And then when that storm hit, they just wiped out a whole bunch of them. And so I just saw the other day another climber died up on Everest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's... And it's, they said so many people were climbing it, they were literally in line like Walmart waiting to hit the summit so they could get up there, take their photo, and then start down. I mean, they had to wait in line to get up there. Can you imagine that? And here's this guy, Hillary, and his Sherpa guide climb that themselves and got to the top the first time.
Well, also on this day in 1988, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev opened their historic summit in Moscow.
Yep. Tear that wall down. Famous lines.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. And then, of course, the Russian Empire came apart. And all those other countries kind of got their freedoms. Croatia. Yugoslavia, which is now Slavia, and broken into other countries, led to freedom in the Baltic states and in parts of Europe. Yeah.
Well, when we come back after our break, like I said, I'm going to go in and let's talk a little bit about the Glowing Wild. They've extended it. It was supposed to end on the 26th, so now it's extended to June 2nd. So this is the last weekend.
Yeah.
And I think it's open Friday, Saturday, and maybe Sunday.
I think so.
All right. So we had a friend, and I would recommend, I mean, we got there, lots of families going through. We got there and got one of those lit up, you know, light bulb cocktails. And we kind of walked through, and then we sat in a little cove for a while where it was quiet. We just talked. And during that 45 minutes or whatever it was, that's when it got dark. And we said, really, the best time to come if you only had like a, let's get through, I want to get through the park. But, you know, this is way different than Garden of Lights because you're going to stop and you're going to get like a little billboard that's going to tell you about that particular species that is on display, you know, lit up, but, you know, lit up in a different way than the Garden of Lights. So it's like, like there's an African safari area and there's Macau area and then there's, you know, the red fox and They talk about some endangered species, so on and so forth. So it's like going to the zoo, but it's lit up. And it's just fascinating.
The poison dart toad.
Yes.
And you were surprised I knew about that. That's a survival tool
right.
when you're down in Central America. Yep. You don't eat the toads. Don't eat the toad. No.
And if you see them, you stay clear.
They're brightly colored, but you use it because the toxins and secretions on their skin, if you put your dart in there and mm-hmm. wipe it along that frog, that means that then you can use that. The indigenous natives down there use that when they're hunting. And in their blowguns. So there. Okay. All right. Time to take a break. And I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at the Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, they're having the memorial service there because it's Memorial Day is that day. And when they're saluting our nation's heroes, it's going to start at 11 o'clock. And they'll probably have shade, and there's going to be chairs there for sure. And afterwards, there's a lunch, and it's a free lunch after the memorial service. Starts at 11 o'clock. It's really a nice service. I think we'll probably be there for that one. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On this, well, is it
the 29th?
Is this a hump day?
This is hump day.
Oh my goodness!
Do you know how to do the hump?
Who's the person that loves
the sheriff
when they're
sheriff loves it, and we used to play it, but I don't know. Ben, do you know where our hump day thing is?
It's okay.
I'm getting it up right now.
Oh, all right.
Okay, we'll play it at the next break. Okay, when we're coming in yes, out of sir. The next break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 17 years in the business, Cornerstone Community Bank has won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation, and they are. Four branches, one in Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. They are sponsors for many of our local events and organizations around here. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're happy. So you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of the branches. Okay. You said we're going to talk about Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild, which, oh my gosh, you guys, we found a stack of tickets in the back drawer. So we're going to take, you know, we'd love to have you call in and Ben will put you on the air. If you've been and you want to go again, okay,
it
is open this weekend, and it's a blast. We can get you tickets. We can do a four tickets. I think the kids get in free, but, you know, if you just want to go and you're thinking, wow, something really fun to do from 8, it closes at 10, you can go in earlier than that. Yeah, here comes some calls. But come on in. So we're going to give, like, two sets away right now, Ben. We'll just take the first caller who wants to go in there. We got two sets of four. So, yeah, Glowing Wild. And let's see. We've got some Colt. We're going to do Colt 45s in a minute. But anyway, in this weekend, you know, it's going to be beautiful. Of course, Saturday around 61, but high of a 92. So you may really enjoy the breeze of that bridge. Boy, wasn't it beautiful the night we went? It was packed. It was on Sunday night. Of course, Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend. But it was packed. All kinds of people there with their families and everything. But it was just so many pictorial or picture opportunities.
The what I saw was it's totally different than the Garden of Light. Totally different.
Totally different.
Totally different. And the maybe it's because it's spring and summer that the there seemed like there was even more kids out, and they were mm-hmm. all enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
The lights in the trees, of course, those are similar, but everything else, the I mean, you'll find the dragon as you're coming in, 120 feet of dragon. Now, somebody's on the line.
Yeah, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So have you been to Glowing Wild?
We haven't been, but my family would love to go.
Okay. Well, good. I just wanted to...
How many tickets you need?
Well, four would be perfect. I got three kids and my wife and I, but we can probably manage to drum up another ticket.
I've got five for you.
Five tickets for you.
No, five for Sean. Come by and...
You know what? It's really worth it.
You're going to love it.
We were planning on going before this.
It may be your Christmas card picture.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, there you go, buddy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for coming on, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh. You bet.
You too.
Thanks, Ben.
Makes
me happy.
Yeah, because here's family gets to go, and they're going to have a great time. There's food there. There's libations. There's and kids can learn something. Everybody can learn something from it.
We took away. We thought we knew. And because we went, so my girlfriend picked us up at 7, and the reason she picked us up is because many of you know the Buford story. So we have two cars now that if we don't wash them and vacuum them, I would not put anybody in my back seat. So that's a big life change for me. I got to be honest. So I said, you know, if you want to come pick us up, that'd be great. Otherwise, we'll meet you there. I haven't. You got me like a little small car vacuum. I haven't really used it yet, but
that is the top of the line hand vac.
Okay,
and it's got a special insert for dog hair.
Okay.
So, you know.
You can just
go in there and.
There is a key.
Oh, and now
we will learn.
We have the shark, the room cleaner or the
vacuum
cleaner.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's walking around our house. It seems like every other minute.
Didn't we marveled at the.
And it picks up dog hair like crazy.
Somebody who created that, the invention of that, because it goes to. We got the one. There's. And are not cheap. There were three that we went to Costco actually and got it. So there's three. I'm sure there's four and five, but we got the intermediate one, the medium price one, which is still like $500. Anyway, so I thought, well, what the hell does the $799 one do?
Well,
well, tell me.
What
you
happens?
You know, besides say your name and wave at you as, hey, how you doing?
It does
positive messages.
It does call out to us if it's in trouble. and if I can't find it because it's hiding someplace under something cleaning, it says find robot. And then it starts making this cute little noise.
Yeah.
And it keeps doing it until I find it.
Well, we definitely, this is something that if you've got pets, you definitely, and except for when we had Snooki didn't shed because she was part poodle. So, with our beautiful Buford, who we would just absolutely adore and love the new addition in our lives, there is a change, and that means that he sheds, and he'll go through probably 3-4 months of that, evidently. And, so right when I vacuumed twice in a day, you know, I kept thinking, didn't I just vacuum this carpet? Or was it the sun's coming through? I have my glasses on. Anyway, long story short, we got this, some people call it a Roomba, not a Zumba. I called it a Zumba the other day. I said, no, honey, that's what you do when you dance. I said, no, I mean a Roomba. Anyway, so this particular model will go and empty itself at the brain area, go back into its port, empty itself, and then go back out. And it initially maps the areas that you want it to vacuum. So, you know, there's three bedrooms doors that we closed, so it could just do like the master and the hall and, you know, the kitchen, the main areas.
You got it. And then today I was watching, I thought, oh, it's going over a loose cord. That's it. It's going to get hung up on it. But mm-hmm. It didn't. It went over it and just
kept
moving.
We have a lot of area rugs. It's going over area rugs. Even ones with
fringe. The fringe is the one that bothers me the most.
It did it. I watched it.
But then then it runs, when it gets low on its battery, it runs back to its little docking station. It puts itself back in there to recharge. And then it empties it, too. And the other day it said, it couldn't work because the vacuum was blocked.
It
turned out it was a little piece of one of those fake plants that was on the floor.
Yes.
And it picked it up, it was right there, and
exactly.
And it wouldn't quite seat. So once I pulled that out,
mm-hmm.
It sucked it all dry. I get some kind of visceral pleasure
exactly.
out of taking out two handfuls of dog hair, you know, out of
yes.
the... It's not dirt. There's not dirt in there.
It's a contraption that we're marveling at. Can I just say that?
Okay, and we'll promise. But we'll promise not to talk about it anymore.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more tickets, because we want you to experience Glowing Wild Year of the Dragon
also,
at Turtle Bay.
Colt 45 tickets. Yeah. And sometime today, two tickets to the Taste of Reading. These are $50 tickets, my friends. If you've already won them, tickets to Taste of Reading. We have your name. Do not enter again, okay? All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I mean, it's whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. If for some reason, and I can't think of any reason for it, but if it comes back and it's, you know, starting to spread, he will fix it for free. He will make it right. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He fixes your windshield. He does it professionally. He takes it out of the sun. He brings it into his workshop there, and does his magic on your windshield. Whether it's a car, a truck, an SUV, or an RV with those huge windows, he can fix it. So, head on down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Come on down for a free inspection and analysis. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It's Ronnie, right. It's right. Hey, turn that off. Turn
all
that
right,
off.
Well, you know, it is a commercial.
Yep, it is.
So
as soon as you hear her go,
it still makes me laugh.
Yeah, as soon as he laughs, then you turn it off.
You know how ridiculous it is when you watch the same movie or the same commercial or the same whatever it is, and there's something in there that still tickles you. It just, you know it's coming, but it still tickles you.
It does.
And so we like that. Okay, now. I gotta tell you, let me see if I can pull this up again. This just blew my mind. I shouldn't, because, you know.
Well, while you're doing that, let me tell a story.
All right, tell a story.
If you remember, in Cool April Nights, last year, they found out that they had been in, there was an embezzlement going on there from the treasurer. Well, it finally got settled yesterday. The man accused of embezzling over $46,000 from the Reading nonprofit took a plea deal this morning, agreeing to pay back the money. His name's Jeff Allen. He volunteered as a Coal Knights treasurer between 2017 and 22. He maintained sole custody of all banking passwords and access. After he left the group, it was discovered he had been funneling and improperly using thousands of dollars under the radar. He agreed to a no-contest plea deal worked out between his defense team and the DA's office. He was originally charged with felony embezzlement and grand theft. However, as part of the deal, the grand theft was dropped and embezzlement was lowered to a misdemeanor. He's required to pay Cool April Nights $46,852.73. And it cannot be reported as a charitable donation. Well, that's good.
It just breaks your heart.
He also had to directly pay Cool April Nights $20,000 out of the total amount owed in the next 20 days or the deal is invalid, which means he's got the money. And Cool April Nights said was deeply disappointed with the actions of Mr. Allen. Was pleased that it has been resolved so Cool April Nights can focus its efforts on hosting the best car show in the North State.
And they do.
Yeah.
And it's all volunteer.
And they thank the Shasta County DA's office for getting the plea, getting the money back. The guy's reputation is ruined.
You'd
like to see that. Why'd you could have gone to trial and slam dunked him. He would have gone to jail. I mean, he would have gone to jail.
And
so.
Sometimes it's best to just, instead of draw out something that's dark.
Just give us the money
and
back.
And negative.
Yeah.
Just get, bye-bye, move on, and, the slate becomes cleaner rather than this, like, mulling around in the negativity. But I think what comes to mind for me, Carl, is that that we had, the Cool April Nights, president of Cool April Nights, the people that work so hard, and it's all volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
And now they work all year, and you're sitting next to a person. You're grouping with a person.
You're what?
You're in a group. You're doing things
you're grouping,
as a group.
You're grouping with people?
Yeah, that's my new word. You're grouping with people. And then that person.
Not groping.
No.
You're grouping.
You're grouping. And the person that you're in this group with literally has.
Betrayed you.
Betrayed you. The sense of betrayal for the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the team build. I mean, what do you do afterwards? It's shattered. And then you've got to try to rebuild it because you've got only thing is that you know what your integrity is. And then you have to try to think.
And the people putting it on, we've gotten to know
how
these
do we
people
get
very
back
well.
Our mojo.
Yeah. Well, but they did. They did. They had a,
oh my God,
just
great.
A slam bang cool April nights. It was like the rodeo this year. Just slam bang. I mean, it was just over the top. Both of them were. It was great.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about something that's just, I don't know, it's just freakazoid because we watch all these futuristic movies, but it looks like something out of dystopian show Black Mirror, but it's just the latest adaptation of robotics in the modern battlefield. During recent military drills with Cambodia, China's military showed off a robot dog with an automatic rifle mounted on its back, essentially turning man's best electronic friend into a killing machine. But let Don try to figure that one out. It can serve as a new member in our urban combat operations, replacing our human members to conduct reconnaissance and identify enemy and strike the target. The two-minute video made during the China-Cambodia Golden Dragon 2024 exercise also shows the robot dog walking, hopping, lying down, and moving backwards under the control of a remote operator.
Just okay.
Gotta, I mean, it's just, yeah. You may want to look it up because here's the picture. It looks like,
they call
weird.
It a dog. You could call it a sheep. The killer sheep. Yeah, it could be a sheep. It's just a robot on four
it's
legs.
Weird.
But we had technology like that in back in the 80s where we had we could put a sensor on a machine gun and when it sensed movement. It would aim the machine gun and would fire it automatically. And they showed it to us. They demonstrated it with a paintball gun. And we got out there with shields and ran around, and it was swinging over and shooting at us with paintball guns, and it was pretty accurate. But with a machine gun, you don't have to be real accurate. You just throw out a lot of rounds. But and then a bunch of us running in circles. And in front of it, kind of confused a little bit, but somebody was going to get hit, but not everybody, but it would shift. The problem was they've got this under control, it appears, of an operator. And that was what our problem was you've got to have it under, you've got to have it under control. You've got to see what's out there because in the fog of war, people can get in different areas. And they may be coming through, like you have a long-range recon team that comes back through this area, and all of a sudden they get, you know, attacked by their own friendly fire. So.
Well, something else that's in the news that I find interesting is that Colombia's parliament has banned bullfighting, so leaving just seven nations that still permit it.
I remember when I was growing up, and I lived in Arizona, on Saturdays, and this is outside of Phoenix, that there would be the bullfights would be on TV.
Mm.
And it would be an American commentator. And I learned so much about bullfighting because on Saturdays I would watch it. It was like not every show, but if it was on, you know, if I was around, I'd watch it. But it's amazing, everything. And then Hemingway wrote his story, Death in the Afternoon, about, of course, the bullfighters. And it's amazing how people can do things so that the bull is less dangerous. And that unscrupulous promoters would do things. Like they would cut off an inch of the horn, maybe an inch and a half of the horn tip. Now the bull knows exactly where that horn tip is. And so when he would lunge, that horn tip would be an inch and a half short, or an inch short, and giving the matador a better chance. I mean, just things like that. It's amazing. It is a cruel sport. I wouldn't go.
No, I mean, no, I've never seen one. I've had the opportunity. We've been in countries that have that, you know, I mean, the countries that have cockfighting, countries that have dogfighting, dog racing, and bullfighting.
Dog racing?
Yeah, dog racing.
Well, I know, but dog racing, you're saying that's cruel.
Not going to do it.
Cruel.
No.
It's like horse racing. I mean, I just say horse racing is cruel. And in some cases, it is.
And finally, drawings found at Pompeii suggest children watched. Why am I going to the gross side of things? Watch gladiators fight plus executions.
Well, sure. It was part of their lives back then.
It was their culture.
Yeah. And to say, and to look at it today, 2,000 years later, and going, is wrong. It's just wrong. Because you're judging a culture from its time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't judge it from today's mores. And because if you do, you're condemning a whole, you know, a generation or a century or a lifestyle, as we are doing right now in the United States. We're looking at it from today and putting our biases on what happened 150 years ago, 200 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and we're putting that on something that occurred and saying, oh, it's just wrong, it was wrong. It's wrong, you know, we disagree with it, but we still have to know about it. You can't condemn that because then it was accepted. I do have a problem, though, when I say that about slavery, because it was accepted, but it was so wrong. But it was accepted back there, and to destroy any evidence of it, that's wrong, because you've got to understand. Right. You can show the horribleness of this.
We think of slavery, when we say slavery, we'll go back into just a couple hundred years ago or 300 years ago and what it was to have, you know, with roots coming out, you know, like the, you know, African Americans were
slavery.
Okay, but
in
it
the
goes
South.
Back, it, slavery goes back into thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years in every culture. Every culture has slavery.
You would not have had the pyramids in Egypt.
And I'm not saying I'm saying
No, I understand that.
Yes.
But slavery has been a part of our, and it, unfortunately it still is. Whether it's slavery, real slavery in other parts of this, of the world, or sex slavery and things like that. Or human trafficking, any of that. Absolutely wrong. And I think most people of the world understand that now. But we've got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Let's talk about the acid canal and the grand jury.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Get ready for the ultimate slapdown as Wind River Resort and Casino and Hard Pot Productions bring you Slap War. Experience the excitement on Saturday, June 1st. As the Slap Warriors fight to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling event start at just $35 plus fee. Score a VIP table for $200 plus fee. VIP tables come with a perfect seat for you and a friend and includes 4 specialty cocktails. And $10 free slot play. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. People ask me why I got rid of all the previous chats. It's because last night during the show, somebody got on there and got carried away.
You're kidding.
Got carried away in the chat room. I mean, it wasn't like it used to be with, you know, Stephen King coming in and putting horrible things in there, but it was over the top. So I just cleared it all and just said, you know, no place for name calling.
And
we don't like it. There's no place for it in there. Make your comments. Say you disagree with them. I think, you know, you're taking too far to the left or too far to the right, but don't call people names. I don't like it.
Well, here's the thing. I suppose if you've got a show.
The show didn't complain about it
right.
at all. I saw them this morning and did it.
But the chat room is on our KCNR website. Now, if they want to do their own deal, whoever it is,
their own chat and their own Facebook pages, then do that. Yeah.
We're not controlling that.
Nor would we want to.
Under our FCC, under our rules, this is still, you're having, we've wanted the whole concept since the very beginning when Carl and I did this is that we wanted to be able to have a community voice. We do know that there's people who don't think like we do, and that's okay, because we're apt to sometimes change our mind or discover something and don't change the core of who we are, but, you know, maybe brought to awareness about something. And so if you just stay in a tight little lane, you don't learn much. So what we wanted to do is create that, you know. And so one of the shows that we have is like, okay, that's a different aspect of how you can look at things.
We've got both sides of the spectrum here, which is what we wanted from the beginning.
Yes.
And I'm so glad we have that now. I mean, I don't have to agree with them. I don't have to agree with the other end of the spectrum. But it's up to you. You're the listeners. You're very bright people. If you want to listen to it, listen to it. If you don't. But don't bitch me about it, okay?
Yeah.
Here's my answer to it. Don't listen. There you go. Isn't that the best thing about this country? I mean, even though that the fringe on both sides want to take away your right to be able to say things. But I want to get to the story. Shasta Grand Jury said in a report that they initiated an investigation around the Acid Canal, the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District, after multiple local news agencies reported that the 2022 drought and 2023 heavy rainfall caused negative impacts on the acid system. Now, what they found is the infrastructure is not up to modern standards. They found that the diversion dam is hazardous to maintain, impedes endangered fish migrating to spawning habitat on the Sacramento River, and is no longer in compliance with current Save Fish criteria. Now, there is grant funding available to remove the diversion dam. Chris Kellstrom, the District 5 supervisor, expanded on it. It's never been dry all summer long, so you already have rodent holes, ground squirrels, and whatnot, and when you had cracks on top of that, it was absolutely devastating. Supporting documents. I'm getting this, by the way, I'm getting this out of the Channel 7 KRCR story. It was the first time in history, you know, it went dry. Well, it's because there was not enough water allocated to the acid canal, to the district, to even get it had 16% of the water. If they'd gone in there, it would have made it down to Crown Motors. That's how much water was not there. And I can't read that. Oh,
okay.
Now
yeah,
I can.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I can. I know the report said the board decided not to put the water in there, but that they had no decision. They had no choice. And that was absolutely true. They didn't have a choice. Anyway, so the board discussed it's going to cost about $1.1 million to get this all fixed up, and they're trying to figure out how to raise that $1 million in 3 years. So that's grand jury's report. And as we know, it had a devastating effect on the people in the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District's land, on their cattle, on their animals they were raising, and all the crops. It had a devastating effect on it. Now, good news. Reading recognized among top 100 best places to live in the U.S. The Shasta Economic Development Corporation is proud to announce Reading has been honored as one of the top 10 best places to live in America in 2024. Livability, cost, activities, the environment, and the quality of life. This list is one more way people can find us. We love our community, and it's great to see the outside world think we're doing something special, too. It's not just about scenic beauty and leisure activities, but underscores economic advantages and safe, welcoming neighborhoods. Now, you know what? And we bitch about it all the time. Oh, there's homeless on the street. Yeah, you know, oh, they broke my window. That. But overall, safety is good here, and the police are just working the police and sheriff's office working their butts off. They're going after shoplifters. They're moving people around. They're trying their very, very best to make our community safe. And unfortunately, when you have your hands tied and you don't have a jail to take care of some of the more recalcitrant types that don't get the idea. We're just going to have to keep pushing and moving and focusing on the great things of the North State and Shasta County. It's easy to do in Redding. We've been talking to a lot of people that they just love it here. They don't like California. They don't like the politics. They don't like what's happening. But they're not leaving. They're staying because of Shasta County in Redding, in Anderson, in City of Shasta Lake.
Yeah. We've had this conversation just recently with somebody who has done very well for themselves and can live anywhere. And actually does have a second home. But wants to, if it came down to the two homes, it would be sell the other home and keep this residence.
And keep this one. Yep. Okay. Now, when we come back from the...
The one. The only. The wonderful. Randall Hempling.
Randall Hemp.
Applause.
We're going to talk about EVs and many other things. We were just talking about Mount Everest and how the, you know, we talked about Hillary was the first one there along with the Sherpa guide. But then that disaster where there were like 8 people killed on Everest and many people were injured. By the way, that was just people killed. There were many others injured. Frostbite, losing fingers, hands, toes, all types of feet. And he's got a comment about that that I found extraordinarily interesting.
Oh boy, can't wait to hear that.
Yeah. And
Randall always has a little spoon. He's got a golden spoon where he stirs the pot. And he gets a passage because I love I love his golden spoon.
That's the first time I've heard that, but okay. The golden spoon that stirs the pot.
Yes, I love it.
I like it. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump, back at that Manhattan courthouse he's become so familiar with over the past month or so. He's there as jurors in his criminal case, prepared to decide his fate.
Today's deliberations will follow a marathon day of closing arguments in which a prosecutor accused Trump of trying to hoodwink voters in the 2016 presidential election by participating in a scheme meant to stifle stories. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's pleaded not guilty and denied all the charges. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Another U.S. military drone has gone down in Yemen. What's not clear at this point is whether it was shot down by Iran-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen. So this is how they plan to do it, how Democrats will get Joe Biden on the Buckeye ballot.
President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee through a virtual roll call ahead of the party's official convention in Chicago in August. That will allow Biden to appear on the November ballot in Ohio. The Democratic National Convention, where the president would otherwise be formally nominated, comes after Ohio's ballot deadline of August 7th. The party's convention is scheduled for August 19th through the 22nd. The DNC did not say when the virtual roll call will take place, but is expected in the weeks after the committee's June 4th Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting. I'm Norman Hall.
More heavy weather in Texas, this time hitting the Dallas and Houston areas. Huge hailstones, flooding rains, vicious winds left one person dead in the Houston area yesterday. Forecasters warn there could be more severe weather on the way later today. Sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 368 points, loss of close to 1%. NASDAQ off 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-213-5757. 800-213-5757. 800-213-5757.
South Africans voting in an election that's considered their country's most important in decades.
The people that we've been speaking to here, when you mention the word coalition, many of them don't look very happy. Coalitions in the past at a lower level of government have been associated with backbiting, backstabbing, infighting, and eventually they collapse, leaving a gap in leadership and a gap in service delivery. And at such a fragile time in this country, nobody wants a disjointed government. That's the general sentiment that we've been getting.
And that's the BBC's Wahika Marara. The U.S. has named a new representative to Taiwan as Communist China boosts its threats against the self-governed island following the election of a new president who wants the territory to maintain its de facto independence. China claims Taiwan as its own territory. This week it staged naval and air force exercises that surrounded the island in a simulated blockade. News and analysis. Townhall.com. He'll have a lot of time behind bars to think about what he did.
The man convicted of attacking the husband of Nancy Pelosi with a hammer 2 years ago has apologized in federal court, but still received 30 years in prison at an unusual resentencing hearing that resulted from judicial error. David DePape was sentenced on May 17th for 20 years for attempting to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and 30 years for the October 2022 assault on Paul Pelosi. But the judge failed to allow the defendant to address the court at that sentencing, so that's why there was another hearing in which DePape said, "I'm sorry for what I did." I'm Shelley Adler.
Federal appeals court has declined to halt the upcoming execution of an Alabama man who was convicted in the beating death of an elderly couple during a 2004 robbery. A man scheduled to be put to death tomorrow evening. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can reach us on the hotline at 530-605-4567. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Is there a national day today?
Yes, there is. It's National 529 Day.
What?
Which I believe is a college savings foundation. But otherwise, we got National Flip-Flop Day and Senior Health Day.
Senior Health Day. Well, good. We can
so you were saying
those.
Something, Randall, 529.
Yeah, 529 is a savings program that you can do, like, for your grandkids or your kids or something. You start out, and it's tax preferred or however you'd like to do it, but it's a good program. And then Senior Health Day, I mean, that's all about me.
It's all about you all the
time. It's all about both of us. All three of us.
Yeah.
I don't know about, well, it could be about two of you, but I'm still hanging in there. I'm
66.
Still, my plane has taken off the runway, but I am still heading up to cruising altitude.
Well, 66 degrees is what we are currently, in the Redding area right now. It looks like we're going to have, temperatures around 87 today. Now we do have 2 days that the gusts of winds, we're going 9 to 11 right now, but gusts up to 23 miles per hour tonight as well, could be up to, with our overnight lows of 62. Thursday, sunny, with a high near 95. And again, our gusts of wind, I loved it, gusts of wind, could be 28 miles per hour. Jeez. Thursday night, I know it blew my umbrella over last night. Clear with Thursday, overnight lows of 66.
You blew your umbrella over?
Yeah,
is that better than having your dress blown up?
Probably. Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Saturday, 92. Sunday with around 93. So if you get a clear skies, and the winds do die down on Friday. So we've got a beautiful weekend ahead of us. 93 on Sunday, partly cloudy Sunday night with overnight lows of 65. And, yeah, so there you go. We're in the 90s now, and clear skies with breezy days in the next few days.
Okay, it's going to be a beautiful weekend, a great time to go to Glowing Wild, and we're giving away 4 tickets to the first caller who calls in at 530-605-4567. We got 4 tickets to Glowing Wild.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been extended. So when you look at
through
the tickets,
Sunday.
The tickets say through May 26th, but it is going till June 2nd. So we have some tickets, and we want to make sure you go. You do not want to miss this. It's 2024 Year of the Dragon. We went Sunday night. It was spectacular. And both of us, we took our friend who's a world traveler and said, gosh, it's so great to think that this is in Redding.
And we're here with Randall Hempling, who is on the board of Turtle Bay.
Yeah, proud to be.
Proud to be. And let's talk about Glowing Wild, because people, I mean, to see it's really, really a great family event. Or even if it's just, you know, you and your wife or you and a significant other just going through there, it's great too.
Or well, by yourself.
Well, we're very proud of it for two reasons. One, it's actually two different presentations.
Yes.
It's two different shows. If you go in the daytime, first of all, you know, we asked for a donation at the gate of the Arboretum. Hardly anybody ever pays it. So effectively, it's free to go see it in the daytime. So it's a marvelous program right then, just seeing it then. That gives back to the community. I mean, that's a freebie. People might talk about the prices, different things at Turtle Bay, but that's an absolute freebie for everybody. And then you come back at night, and it literally blows up in terms of visuals and sounds and all the other things there. So we're very proud of that. Was Lindsay, our CEO, Lindsay Meyer, brought that to us a year and a half ago, brought it to the board as an idea. And we all went, well, yeah, okay, sounds interesting. You know, okay, you got some pictures, and the pictures look good, but nothing. You know, we looked at the pictures of what they had done in other places, and we thought, well, that's neat. But it didn't, that's one where the picture does not express
what exactly what my girlfriend said, that you could never capture this on in a picture. And we got there at 7:30. So still kind of daylight. We got one of those little, I was talking about this in the first hour, the light bulb, you know, like the cocktail that flashes. And then we sat under a tree for a while after we did the first segment. We sat under the, in a little area and visited and kind of caught up. Then it became like beyond dusk. And then we were like, oh my God, we just walked through that area. We wanted to go back through it again because now it had a complete different.
Yep. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
So when Lindsay brought it to us, the first thing we always think about is, well, how much is it going to cost? Because we have to start with the cost and then figure out if there's a net in it somewhere. Well, the deal we have with the company that provides this is a revenue share, straight up revenue share. We don't own any of that equipment. We own the infrastructure. The infrastructure that we built for Garden of Lights, all the electrification and all the things that go along with that are already there. So we'd already capitalized the operation. So the company brings it in. They set it up. They have people here the entire time. Three or four people are here the whole time to help maintain and do this. What we provide is some security. Obviously, we have to have security. And then our staff that manage the gate. And we do it on a straight revenue share. So for every dollar that comes in, we get – after some costs, we get about 40 cents or 50 cents, and it's panned out and panned out pretty well for us. So far, I believe we've earned about $250,000, and all of that money rolls back into
Turtle Bay,
and keeping the what we have going.
So it was a great deal.
And it's going to happen next year and the year after. We have a 3-year contract, and
they upgrade it every year, it's different.
Well, first of all, this year's the year of the dragon, hence the giant dragon out front. I don't know what the year next year, I hope it's not cockroach or something next year, but we'll have a different year next year, and that will probably be the featured creature or whatever the Lunar New Year is next year. But it should be, it will be as good or better. And we hopefully will look forward to it.
If Sunday night is indicative of the other nights, it was packed.
Yeah. And we extended it. We extended it because of the rodeo.
Because you closed it during the rodeo.
Yeah, it's because of parking. We wouldn't allow for it. Yeah.
No, of course not. Now, I do have an idea for the next one.
And?
It would have been perfect because I'm looking at the kookaburra. A kookaburra bird.
Yep.
And it talks about its laughing, sound when it warbles. And I looked it up on my phone and got the sound. It would have been great if you could have pushed a button and it would have done the sound of the kookaburra.
Well, first of all, every kid in town would be wanting to get a hold of that button.
Yeah. I mean,
and after about the third time, we'd be going, stop it. Please stop it.
No, I don't know. Because in the background, then you hear the kookaburra going, and then you might have, sounds, different sounds of the animals, something like that. Like you're up there by the tigers, and you hear tiger roaring. I know it. Maybe it's just a child in me, but I thought, that thing's you know how you fix it so kids don't use that button, don't you?
Yeah, but we have something.
You make it like 4 feet high, so it's got to be parents that reach up and
we just have it. We have it timed on a sensor
when people
walk through that area. The kookaburra would go off.
Yeah, just an idea.
I will. If it happens next year, I'll make sure you're credited.
Well, I mean, if it happens, but just a thought. But that was the only thing I could think of because when you look there and you go, well, what sound does that make? Because I mean, you hear about the kookaburra bird everywhere, and it does make it a laughing sound when it's just out there calling to people, you know, calling to its other birds. It is a laughing sound. It's really funny.
There's another bird in Australia that I ran into on a golf course, and we heard this bell ringing. I mean, it literally sounded like a bell ringing. Mm-hmm. And this Australian was playing golf with us. We asked him what that was, and he said, "The bell bird."
The bell bird.
Yeah, they're very succinct in their definitions down there.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk EVs because Randall and I, we talked about EVs. Now, you drive a hybrid, which I think is...
I drive a plug-in hybrid.
A plug-in hybrid.
That's different.
Yeah, you're right. It's a plug-in hybrid, which I think is, you know, that could be the answer to a lot of things.
I believe that's the way everybody should go for the time being.
That you've got until they can figure out some of these other things about it, all these reasons that EVs are tough, and not just on the environment. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, was voted best in the North State 2 years in a row in the Record Searchlight poll. And they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have stone cutters. They have watch repairmen that are there. Nobody else has that except Four Winds Jewelry. Plus, they have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, and they are just friendly people with a lot of integrity. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Oh, if you want, we can talk about the Dignity Partnership kerfuffle, too. We still don't have a contract with
Dignity. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's hit the EVs first, and then we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're giving tickets away to the Colt 45 games.
Stand there all alone. Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You start, look away. I can see it clear.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Wind River Resort and Casino is hosting a Father's Day weekend to remember. Our annual Bacon and Brew Fest will kick off the weekend Friday, June 14th. Enjoy live music and tasty treats from a variety of local restaurants and breweries. For only $25 plus fees. Keep the fun going and join us Saturday, June 15th for micro wrestling. Tickets start at just $15 plus fees. Don't miss this action-packed weekend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
All right.
No, I was just...
You were trying to conduct me.
No, I was just...
You will never conduct me. Good morning, Casey and Ernie.
96.5 FM. I didn't know if you knew we were back on the air. That's all I was doing. 1460
AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Lovely to have you here. And before we took a break, Carl was last minute talking about that he was, you know, poor... Our Ben. Ben is so great. You know, he's, you know, you're in there like the Great Oz behind the screen. You know, like calls are coming in and contraptions and the dog is here and we've got guests and so on and so forth. Three different kinds of tickets we're giving away. And so, yes, after we do this brought to you by, we're going to give tickets away to the Colt 45 game.
Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Judy Maxwell opened her business in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans ever since. If you're having problems with insurance, give Judy a call. What about the your retirement plan, your 401 with inflation and the craziness of what's going on out there? If you want a second opinion for a free review and evaluation for your insurance plans, your retirement plans, give Judy Maxwell a call at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy Maxwell. She treats her customers as friends, and she takes care of them. We're here with Randall Hempling, but before we get back to Randall, we're giving away four tickets to the Colt 45s.
Absolutely.
They're playing this weekend.
Go ahead.
Thank you. They're playing this weekend, and but these tickets are good for the whole season.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So, all right. Are we clear?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got, the calls come in. All right, four tickets. Good for any night. Have fun. Take me out to the ball game.
We're with Randall Hempling. We're going to talk EVs for a second. Now, Randall owns a hybrid plug-in.
Hybrid. Yep.
So that means that you plug it in into your home at night.
Yeah, regular 110, and it drips in there, and I get it loads up to about 33 miles in town. Then I drive around all over.
Is that full then?
That's full on electric.
Okay. Yeah,
and then I have a 10-gallon gas tank. So I can go like 340 miles or so just straight out. And then I don't have to find a plug. I just have to find a gas station, like any other normal person. But anytime you see me driving around town during the week, I'm on electric. Because, I mean, how many places am I going to go that's going to use up 33 miles in Reading? Everything's, you know, no more than 10 miles or 10 minutes away. So
yeah.
You know, so it works beautifully for my use of a car. If I were, and anybody around here, I think it would work well unless you live way out.
Well, let's talk about EVs because, I mean, there are numerous schools of thoughts on EVs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the state of California is forcing us into it by 2035, I think, that you can no longer buy a new internal combustion engine. By that time, yeah. They have become the ultimate nanny state that says this is the only thing you can drive, knowing that there's a lot of jobs, occupations, and people out there that EV is just not going to work for at this time.
Yeah, you can't get enough. I mean, you can't haul with it. You know, they're just.
And I've told the story about the lady with the new F-150 electric truck. It's beautiful. She loves it. I said, "Can you haul a horse with that?" Oh, no. No, over you could, she says, but you know, you get out of the driveway and bring it back.
Yeah, because you're going
to
put it in.
And she doesn't take it to Sacramento because of the problems with the charging stations and taking a long time to do it. So she takes her car. She says, I'll go Red Bluff and back. So it's perfect for her because she puts things in the back of it and she does things around town.
I think they're great for a commute, just a down and back commute. You know, let's say you lived in the L.A. Basin and you lived in San Bernardino and you had to drive 45 miles each way, great. You can do it all electric, come back home and plug it in again. But if you got to do any distance, you got to do anything that you need to do in a short period of time on a distance, you're just out of luck with those things.
If you live in Bieber or New Bieber, and you've got to get from
if you're total electric and they got 300 miles, then Bieber's fine. You can come down and back, and that's it. You can't go down to here and then go on to Sacramento without plugging it in for God knows how long. You have to plug it in.
If you can find now, Pete Buttigieg was on Face the Nation the other day, and the under Biden they put 7.4. It's either 7.4 or 4.7.
They budgeted that, yeah.
But it's billions in there to build the infrastructure. Yeah. That was in 2022. And the lady...
To be built out by 2035.
Something like that. Yeah. And they said, well, how many do we have now?
Yeah, it's like
the
seven.
Answer was eight.
Eight.
Seven or eight.
Yeah.
And she goes, seven or eight? He goes, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't done this before, and it's, you know, blah, 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 blah. But it seems like we'd have more than seven. And then you see these things where Ford... The Department of Transportation was going to take an EV, you know, for a long trip, and they had to cut it short. They were, you know, the cops were called because they were holding spots in the EV line with an internal combustion engine. It's not ready for prime time.
Yeah, yeah. They got a little ahead of themselves.
So what does that mean?
It means they got ahead of themselves.
Do you think the technology is, I mean...
Technology, it always catches up. I mean, look what's happening with microchips and all those other kinds of things.
AI.
It grows. Knowledge grows quadratically, and it's growing almost on a weekly basis. You know, it's just amazing what they're doing.
Well, you know, the thing is that you see, you know, the reasons people don't buy an EV. And one of them is they just don't like the idea of running on batteries.
Yeah.
They trust their internal
being a slave to an extension cord.
Yeah, or the fact is, if there are just things we've talked about, there's not charging stations.
Yeah.
I think they did a survey along the I-5, and there's something like 30% of the charging stations weren't even working because damage, people, vandalism, or just they just weren't working. That's why I think your hybrid idea.
Plug-in hybrid.
Yeah, you plug in hybrid. Okay, yeah, it's not.
You got to say plug-in.
It's plug-in hybrid. Yeah. Could be, you know, that could be a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, obviously, I bought one.
What do you think about, you know, and then you talk about the power source.
Yeah.
For to plug them in. And last summer when we were having, or two summers ago when we were having a drought, and Gavin came out and said, don't plug in your EVs.
Yeah, don't do it tonight, yeah.
Excuse me, Gavin. How do you get to work the next day?
Yeah.
But since we're doing away, you know, I just read where the coal fired plants are just dropping dramatically.
Yeah, I saw
the number of them. Did you see that article?
I did, yeah.
Because to capture all of the emissions is extremely expensive. So the number of coal fired plants that we have are dropping. Yeah. Dramatically, while the ones in China and India are rising dramatically. They're bringing a new one online every week or every other week because they need electricity.
Yeah.
Where are we going to get that electricity from?
Well,
if we don't...
The obvious source that everybody ignores is nuclear.
Well, okay. I will,
you know,
I will never disagree with you on that.
You know what our nuclear subs do when they pull into a port? They plug in and power the port.
Yeah.
What about people are worried about nuclear medicine, and we got sailors out there been going around for 50 years now sitting on a nuclear reactor, and they're doing just fine.
Locked into a nuclear reactor underwater for 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, when the aircraft carriers come in and, you know, in disaster areas, they plug just like the nuke subs they can plug in and provide power.
Yeah.
For numerous things. The answer to our power problems is nuke.
Yeah. They ought to just get off the dime and just make it happen, get the environmental stuff, done. Everybody's going to complain because a nuclear plant's going in. I lived near Burleson, Kansas, where the last nuclear power plant was built in this country, and that was in 1981.
Yeah,
think about it. I mean, it was a everybody. People didn't want it, but in Burleson, Kansas, they said, "Oh, who cares?" You know, it's out. But they're.
How did they cool it? Was there a river going through there?
Yeah, they built ponds. They did ponds and the like. I mean, it's not that hard to do, and you can use closed systems, and you don't have to build massive structures. We proved that with the submarines. You know, those they're big, but they're not massive. They're not city
something
blocks.
The size of the city block would provide all the power we need for Shasta County.
Yeah. The only issue they have then is transmission. You always have a problem with transmission because copper wires will only take it so far. That's why that's why all the issues with the wind power and all this. You can put it up on top of a hilltop here, but it's not going to do any good if you can't transmit it to Sacramento when you need it.
Yeah. Well, the idea of EVs is its time has still not come, even though it's being pushed, I think. Yeah. And I think the people out there, the amount of EVs has gone down, except maybe in California. The other thing I was surprised about was the trade-in value and how much they lose in the first 4 years.
Yeah, I have
heard
about
the value
trading
of it.
No, I keep my car 10 years. Every car I've had, I've kept for 10 years at least.
Well, I'm on 17.
Yeah.
And happy with my internal combustion F-150.
Yep.
That hauls a horse.
Yep.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, locally owned, locally operated. It was established in 1960, Cypress Square Barbershop. I make an appointment there for my haircuts, and I've never had a bad one in 17 years. 530-244-9478. Or you can just drop by, and if they've got an opening, just get in there. It's a pleasant place. Tim and Logan are really good guys. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I used to say it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. But Lucky is now...
Depends on where Lucky's parked.
Yeah, wherever he's parked at in his food truck. But now, it's in Cypress Square Shopping Center, and it's man's last stronghold. It's not a salon, okay? It's a barber shop. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's Gloaming Wild Lantern Festival is now extended through June 2nd due to popular demand at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lanterns. Plus music, food and drinks, fun interactive activities, live performances on select nights, and much more. Glowing Wild Lantern Festival open now through June 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's 8:36 in the morning here on the 29th of May. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Civic Auditorium in the Memorial Grove is going to be a memorial service for our fallen warriors. This is the 30th is the it's officially Memorial Day, even though they've made it into a three-day weekend earlier this week, but tomorrow is the official Memorial Day, and it's going to have a service out there, and it's always good. They present wreaths, they have a guest speaker, and the guest speaker this time, I believe, is a veteran of the Iraqi-Afghanistan wars, and then afterwards is a free lunch put on by one of our, I think, by the, I'm not going to say who, because I'm not sure who does it, but it's a good, it's a tri-tip lunch and all that. So that's tomorrow, starts at 11 a.m. Okay, I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we were talking about Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And how that disaster they had several years ago, they made a movie called...
It was called Everest.
Was that...
Everest was the most recent movie about
it. Yeah, and it, about the how many people were up on Everest and all this, and they get hit with that heavy storm. Eight people died, but we didn't even address how many people were injured in this that lived. But and in this instance, we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I wasn't aware at the time.
Yeah.
until I started looking at the names, but the doctor on there, Beck Weathers, who's featured in the movie, and lost his hands and his nose, and he wrote a book called Left for Dead. But I went to high school with him and college, and I didn't realize how tough he was, because back in the day, we graduated from Burt Burnett High School in Burt Burnett, Texas, small town. Mm-hmm. There were only...
And everybody was tough.
Yeah, well, you had to be. Everybody played football. Everybody knew everybody. And while we were all going out for football, he went out and competed to be on the cheerleader squad. This is in Texas in 1963. And I didn't... We didn't realize... You know, we all thought... You know, he's strange, different. None of us were given credit for how gutsy that was to make that move. But his dad had gone to Princeton and was a what they call a yell leader.
Yeah.
Back east, you know, with the big megaphones and that kind of stuff, which was quite popular. So he decided he was going to go out, and he made it. He became a cheerleader and got himself a megaphone and did the whole deal. Of course, we're all going, we're not thinking too much of him in a manly sense, but now I realize just what kind of guts that guy had. I mean, he became a pathologist, which is great. He could lose his hands and lose his nose and still be able to practice medicine.
My goodness.
You know, if you've been a surgeon, you've totally screwed. But no, good.
I bet you it's a fascinating book.
It is. It's a good book. And he actually has two pages in there about Burt Burnett High School. Not very flattering. You know, we used to have what were called the junior-senior fights, and there was a Friday early in the year when the juniors and seniors would get out there and fight each other. You just
like literally bare-knuckle?
Literally bare-knuckle, just fight, wrestling, grappling, just blood and guts. I mean, it's just incredible. So you just didn't go to school that day if you didn't want to fight.
Anyway, so this guy ends up climbing Everest.
Yeah.
He's left for dead there.
He did not make it
because of that storm. And they did leave him for dead.
But somebody went out. He went snowblind.
Okay.
But
somebody got him back in.
Yeah. Well, they got him about halfway, and then he went down with a few people that died, and he was left for dead. And then he came wandering back into camp.
Okay.
Without being dragged. But then they had to – the actual hero of the story is a Pakistani helicopter pilot, because he had to get that helicopter up to 24,000 feet.
I remember that.
So he had to strip it naked. You know, you don't think about it. A helicopter can't fly without thick air, so it doesn't have that altitude ability. Mm-hmm. So he was able to get up there, bounce it off, and they got him on there and brought him back down.
Bounced it off things.
Yeah.
The movie was incredible.
Yeah.
And, again, they talked about how people were not prepared because of the way they had it set up, and I mean literally in line to get up to the top. And they talked about, you know, it's all it's going to take is one bad storm. We're going to lose people, and a lot of people that die up there are left there.
Yeah, they stay there.
They're still there
along with the garbage, and they're working on that now.
Yeah, they're working to bring the garbage back down
and the dead bodies.
Yeah, well, yeah. For a long time, bodies were just left there.
Well, sure, they were frozen. They were frozen.
Fine. Yeah. You know, everybody knew where they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up on Mount Everest. Where's Uncle Charlie? He's on Mount Everest.
Yeah.
You know, he's at the 20,000-foot mark, didn't make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to talk about partnership?
Partnership Health Plan.
Okay.
Now, yeah, people what it is.
Okay.
And where you are.
I'm on the board and the finance committee, and I'm the past chairman of Partnership Health Plan, which is the Medi-Cal provider, the managed care provider for now 24 counties in the North State, and I'm a commissioner named by the county supervisors on this board. I'm in my 12th year of service on that. Very proud of it. We were the ones, even before then, who brought it in so we could manage it. Otherwise, it's managed by Blue Cross or Centene, and they take 15% off the top for their administrative fees. We can take that much, but we only use about 5%, so that other 10% stays in system, and we actually pay
which amounts to millions of dollars.
Many millions. Our budget right now is $4 billion, so that 10% would add up to $400 million a year that we keep in system, and we pay the hospitals with it, and we help recruit doctors. We do things because it's controlled locally by local supervisors. Dean Germano's on there with me, Dave Jones, representative from the county. There's 4 of us. It's going to go down to 3 because of the expanse, and I will matriculate off of it this year. But we are we contract with people to provide care. The only provider that we do not have contracted at this time is Dignity, and that's been
been going on for a long time.
That's since April 1st. Yeah, we had they gave us notice that they were not going to renew the contract with us at the terms because they didn't like them, even though we pay 30% higher than everybody else in the state for Medi-Cal. And the state's mad at us for doing that much because it throws them out of balance, or it makes them appear out of balance. So they came in with a demand for a 90% increase in their rates for their hospitals and clinics. They also wanted at first to be we have a quality improvement program where you get extra money for doing things right. that you should be doing anyway, but we bonus the various providers out. Not everybody gets it. About half do get it, and others don't. It just rolls back in system. They wanted that to be guaranteed whether they met the targets or not, and we said, you know, that's kind of absurd.
Yeah. Why would we pay you for not doing
something?
Yeah,
why would you do that? Yeah. So we're, but we apparently our negotiators are making some headway, and we're going to get it done because we want to contract with them.
So this means what is impact does it have on patients that would be going to Dignity?
Right now, it's an inconvenience.
Right,
nothing more. No one's being denied care. If you need it, if you need a service by a specialist that would have been at let's say Mercy Hospital here or somewhere in Dignity, we'll get you over to Sutter, or we'll get you to UCSF, we'll get you your care. No one has been denied care, and the continuum of care has been guaranteed. That is, if you were a pregnant lady and you were already in system with Dignity, that continues. If you were getting chemotherapy, that would continue. There was some confusion at first, and Dignity had denied some people some care. We corrected that with them because it was in their original contract that they can't do that.
Yeah.
So it has continued. People are moving. But what happened is that on or about April 1st, we started notifying everybody, and there are about 35,000 people that were directly affected. We notified them that they were going to have to change their primary care provider, and we gave them the list. And if they didn't choose one, we'd assign them. We'd have that taken care of, and we did. We got it taken care of. The people will have a choice once we reach this contract, they can go back to Dignity, but we are not going to force them. They are not going to be assigned. So Dignity will have to earn those patients back. So this is going to – Dignity is going to suffer financial hardship because of what they are doing. And I believe they know that. And someone in Chicago thinks that is acceptable.
Well, somebody in Chicago is making decisions. And I'm not an expert of Dignity. I mean, it's a fine hospital
It's not the guys here.
No, it's
Todd
not
Smith
the guys here.
And the people here are doing marvelous work, doing a great job taking care of people, and they are
making decisions from Chicago that are impacting out here on their patients.
And part of their administrative costs are all the money they have to send to Chicago to support that system.
It's a non-profit, which means they don't get taxed. However, they've got, would you say, four of the
highest paid healthcare executives in Northern California work for Dignity.
Are they all here at Mercy?
No, they're around. They're in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
San Francisco.
Here.
I don't know about here. I don't know there. Yeah. You can go online and look up the 990 for any not-for-profit, and that's their tax disclosure. And in there, deep in the bowels of it, you can find out how much the key executives make.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll let people do their own research.
Oh, yeah. Got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th Annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosz, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
This year's Reading Rodeo was more than an event. It was a celebration of our tradition and spirit, all made possible because of your incredible support. We can't wait to see you next year on the third weekend in May.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm just kind of singing along and dancing and, you know, miming things from the song. Dead. I can't believe it. He died. 62. Age 62.
He liked to dip snuff.
Well, that wasn't what killed him.
He had cancer.
But they did not relate it to snuff. I don't use snuff anyway anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
I used it for a long time and then quit.
Then started again and then stopped
because I just could not stand the abuse I was getting
stomach
from home.
Stomach and esophagus cancer are no matter what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
No matter what you put in your lip.
That's right.
Yeah.
8:51 in the morning. And it's about 70 degrees out there. And our guest is Randall Hempling. Former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, world traveler, professional card player.
That's all I do now.
Yeah, over the road truck driver. And the thing that really impressed me was driving his Harley cross country twice with no windshield, with just a bandana on, which to me is
hardcore.
It's some kind of abuse of your body.
Well, think about it. It was 25 years ago, and any time I went through a state that did not have a helmet law, I took my helmet off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did.
Because I felt like it was an intrusion on my privacy, not thinking as an organ donor.
I did that even after the car hit me, and I was skidding down the road, and when I got out of the hospital and got my stuff back, my helmet there had I couldn't use the helmet again because it hit so hard back there. And And it scraped it and all that, and you're not supposed to use them anymore. And so I kept it, though.
Well, I tell you, remind me. When I got to Florida on that, on the trip back in 2000, they had just changed the law, the helmet laws in Florida.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool helmet law. If you were under 21, you had to wear a helmet. If you're over 21, you didn't have to wear a helmet, but you had to show proof of insurance, proof of health insurance.
Oh.
If you didn't have proof of health insurance, you get a ticket. For not having a helmet. And they would stop you if you, you know.
How do you prove you have health insurance?
You just got, you got a health insurance card on you. Everybody's got a health insurance card. You've got your Medicare card or,
A
VA card or something.
Yeah, I got my.
You had to prove it, which was kind of a cool law. It made them responsible.
Okay.
To do it.
Hey, I was just thinking about that, on June 5th, we're going down and getting Linda her new ID card.
Absolutely. I just wrote that in my calendar.
Yeah, it's a good thing because I was trying to remember which day.
Your real ID?
Yeah. 853.
Real ID. Not real ID. It's a military ID.
Oh, good.
Which is a real ID.
My driver's
real.
License
we're giving away
expired.
Two tickets.
Because my birthday was on Tuesday and I haven't gone in. Okay. Taste of Reading tickets, folks. If you're listening right now, the valid ID required must be 21 years and older. But this is like so amazing. It's 12 to 4. Gosh, these are $50 tickets, but you know, and that's, I mean, when you get the food and the wine and the tastings and the bands, it is such a wonderful day.
It is. And you'll
June
see
9th.
A lot of people, you know, there.
Support a Rotary Club, a very good Rotary
I'll
Club.
I'll be over
second
there.
Second best Rotary Club in town.
The what?
It's the second, Reading West Rotary. It's the second best Rotary Club in town.
And the first is?
Reading East.
Okay.
The one I'm a member of.
The one you're a member of?
Yeah.
I'm speaking at the Sunset Rotary here, since I give them a date. And they want to know, because we talked to them 14 years ago, 15 years ago after we started the station. They go, so what happened? So we're going to tell them that we're still here.
Yep.
Anyway, after
that's
all these years.
That's a good part, too. They're all good.
I asked my engineer, Jim Bremer, who helped us set this thing up.
Hi, Jim, if you're
still
listening.
There. He is. He listens all the time. And we love this guy. We couldn't have done it without him. And we were chit-chatting about something. And I said, did you think we were going to make it? And he said, you know, emotionally, I really did. But logically, he says, I didn't think so. It's really hard when just two people, without winning the lottery, start a business like this. But that's like it is for everybody that starts a business. It's a you take that step forward and you just throw yourself into it.
It's like we tell poker players, you know, mm-hmm. you know how to make $1 million in poker, playing poker, start with two.
Start with two. Yeah.
Well, they say don't ever put your personal, but, you know, we've had to in order
times,
to keep
at,
ourselves
at
alive
early.
Here and
yeah,
our staff.
Yeah.
We've had to take money out of savings in order to cover it. And some people say that's foolish, but we refuse to go down.
Well, that's like the Black Bear Diner story. I mean, it's right
over
there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Look, scratch and scrape.
That's right. I mean, well, everybody does that in any business. And that's why we support local businesses so much, because we so much admire them. And you've got to compete against, you know, you got to compete against online. You've got to compete against change. You got to, you know, all these corporations. But yet that spirit of entrepreneurship in our country is so wonderful that people believe in themselves.
Yep.
And
willing to take a risk.
They take a risk. It's too bad that the state and other agencies just don't want to make it easy for you, or at least make it even. That's what I want. I want even. I want a chance. So, yeah. So, anyway. Okay. Last thoughts here. We only got a couple minutes left here.
Thank you for being
Randall,
with us.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, you called me out yesterday. I was out walking.
That's right.
My morning walk.
On EVs.
And, yeah, you said, Randall, I know you're listening, and then I had to pull step aside. And
your idea of the plug-in hybrid, I can understand that, and I wouldn't mind that. If they could get that into a big enough vehicle to haul horses, then I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, they can. A plug-in hybrid is a gas engine.
It is.
With an electric and the hybrid part of it. So you can haul. I can haul. I have all-wheel drive and everything else in this car of mine. I can do just about anything with it.
But are they making them? I guess they would make them in trucks.
Sure.
So that way, for, you know, because
my next car will be
somebody says, he says, all these people with trucks, I bet half the people driving trucks now don't haul anything.
Well, that's true. That's true. They take up parking spaces.
Yeah.
You know, that's an interest. Shasta Regional, they have all these parking spaces out there, and that's because of the zoning laws that say you have to have a certain number of parking spaces for the number of people that might be going into the business.
That's everybody.
Well,
right.
But they're They're all car parking spaces.
Yeah, they're not
trucks. Everybody around here drives a truck, so you try to get into that parking lot.
I look at how many times do I haul things. I do haul horses and I do haul hay and there's some other things, but it's less than half. It's less than half the time I drive. It's
my next car will be a hybrid.
25%.
Yeah. It definitely. We talked about that. You know, I want a hybrid too because I want to be able. I run all over town, mm-hmm. errand after errand, appointment after appointment. And it's stop, go. And then I like the fact that, you know, we go out to Palo Cedro for the horse, but we drive to Sacramento. That's okay with gas. We're going to be taking a road trip to Albuquerque, kind of asking myself this morning, do we really want to make it a road trip or do we want to see about an airfare?
What we should do is we should rent Randall's car and take it down there.
Well, it's going to be in the shop because I got rear-ended two Fridays ago.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You okay?
At the Bonneview exit. Yeah, everybody was backed up there, and I slammed on my brakes with people in front of me, and the first thing I did was look in the rearview mirror, and there was a 2001 F-250 loaded with working gear, and just, bam, slammed into me. So, but it runs. I've got it out there now. No one's going to steal it with it.
Are you okay?
Bearing. Oh, yeah. First thing I did was take inventory. You know, neck didn't hurt, shoulder didn't
Speaking
hurt.
Speaking of parking spots being too small. I drive a 15-passenger van, and none of the work parking spots are big enough for me.
Yeah, in the back here. Yeah, no, I know. And if somebody gets up close to the line, hang it up, and if another truck parks behind us, I go back and forth, like 10 times before I can get us out, get out there. Yeah. But, hey, it's little to complain about because that truck is paid for, it's 17 years old, and it hauls horses.
And it rides the roads of America.
There you go. And speaking of that,
thank you, Randall. Thank you.
Have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.